Hello and welcome. You are listening to In the Den with Mama Dragons. I'm your host, Jen. This podcast was created out of our desire to walk and talk with you through this journey of raising happy, healthy, and productive LGBTQ humans. We are so happy that you're here with us. For many parents, learning that they have an LGBTQ child also means they have a whole new vocabulary to learn. So we're here to give you an introduction to new vocabulary. Just a few new words each time. These definitions won't teach you everything there is to know about these new words, but they will give you a foundation upon which to build your future learning. And remember, this is an area where vocabulary is changing rapidly. We invite you to enjoy how our language changes as our understanding grows. This week, we have four Mama Dragons to introduce and explain the following words: labels, queer, gay, and transgender. Happy learning.
Self-identifying labels aren't inherently bad. We all use them all the time to help people to know and understand us, and even to help us to understand ourselves. For example, labels that I might use to describe myself could be: I'm English, I'm an occupational therapist, I'm a mum, I'm straight, I'm cisgender. Self-identifying labels help me provide context in conversations, as well as help me find others who identify in similar ways. And that provides community and common ground with people who are like me. Labels can be helpful for everyone. Labels can change, but that doesn't make them less helpful as a tool to figure ourselves and others out along the way. I think as adults, we sometimes misunderstand our children's search for labels. Children today are digital natives, and they know that a label is a search term, and that having a good search term is key to finding the useful information in an ocean of irrelevant information. Saying to a millennial or a Gen Zer, "Don't label yourself," sounds to them like plough through an internet's worth of information to find the information you need. And we wonder why they roll their eyes when someone says, "Don't label yourself." I think it's inappropriate and disrespectful to force labels on anyone else that they don't want or identify with. It invalidates their real lived experience and feelings. So if someone tells me they're gay or bi, I'm not going to tell them they're not and that they're just struggling with same gender attraction. Because why would I insist on that? It changes nothing about who they are, but risks harming a relationship of trust and respect with each other. So don't say someone is struggling with same gender or same sex attraction, or that they're experiencing gender confusion, unless they themselves have used or ask you to use that specific label to describe them. It can be incredibly offensive. For many people who are LGBTQ, if there is a struggle, the struggle of being LGBTQ comes from people in their lives who are unkind and unwilling to believe them or refuse to use the names, the pronouns, or the labels that that person has asked to be used.
Queer is sometimes used as an umbrella term for people who are not straight or cisgender. In other words, people who identify as LGBTQIA+. Some people, unfortunately, use queer as a word to insult LGBTQ people. Therefore, some LGBTQ people still experience the word as a slur. On a positive note, other, usually younger, LGBTQIA+ people are reclaiming the word. This can be seen as progressive by some, as it renders the slur or insult powerless to hurt the people it was intended to hurt. The Q in LGBTQ are interpreted in two different ways, by some as queer, and others who see it as a slur use it for questioning. Questioning refers to a person who is still trying to figure out their sexual identity, in other words, whether they identify as straight or LGBTQIA+. people's feelings are always valid, so make 100% sure that the person you are with is comfortable with you using the word in front of them. It's most probably best if they themselves are comfortable with using the word.
I was 19 and just arrived to the US when I first heard it. Gay. In the early 80s was gay this, gay that, and I did not know what the word meant in its authentic context. So I accepted it as an everyday usage of American colloquial slang. I was not aware how much perpetuating the incorrect use of that word would impact my life today. When my baby dragon disclosed to me that they were gay, I wasn't sure what my new normal would look like. So I ran. I ran towards the journey of understanding what being gay meant in its authentic context and not what was accepted as an everyday word. The word gay was initially used by gay men and by lesbians that did not want to label themselves as lesbian. Gay is an adjective that describes people who express or experience attraction to other people of the same sex as themselves and are not attracted to people of the opposite sex. Today, using the word gay in its authentic context brings light into my heart and a deep sense of acceptance and love for my child, who is gay.
Transgender, or trans for short, is a descriptor for a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with the gender assigned to them at birth. For instance, if a person is assigned female at birth, but they identify as a male, they are a transgender male. If a person is assigned male at birth, but identifies as a female, they are a transgender female. There are also trans people who do not identify as either fully male or fully female. They often use a non-binary label, NB for short. Asking a trans person for their name and pronouns, and then using those, is incredibly affirming and helpful for trans individuals. Offering your pronouns in a conversation can also open the door for the trans individual to share their preferred pronouns with you too. Hi, my name is Panay, and my pronouns are she, they. Usage note, transgender should be used as an adjective, and it can be offensive to use it as a noun or verb. Transgendered should also be avoided. For example, my friend is transgender. That's correct usage. My friend is a transgender. That's not correct. My friend is transgendered. That's not correct either. My friend is transgendering. That's also incorrect. More usage notes. The terms transsexual, transvestite, and hermaphrodite are no longer generally used and should be avoided, unless the trans person has specifically used those terms as self-identifiers and has asked you to do the same. Thanks so much for joining us here at The Den. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. We'd also love it if you could take a minute to leave us a positive rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on. Good reviews make us more visible and help us reach more folks who could benefit from listening. But review or not, we're glad you're here. For more information on Mama Dragons and the podcast, you can visit our website at mamadragons.org or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. And if you'd like to help Mama Dragons in our mission to support, educate, and empower the parents of LGBTQ children, donate at mamadragons.org or click the donate link in the show notes.